This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Speak on my behalf. I was talking with one of our students a few moments ago, and she has a wonderful organization. And the organization is serving students everywhere to accomplish great goals in their world. And because she is such a dynamic, forthright, positive person, she speaks her word for these students that all of them gain the benefit of the program that she is offering and of the program that is doing so much good for so many. Now, naturally, in all businesses, little thorns come up and make us wonder, what do we do next? And I was telling her, you know, when you say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, and let divine order be, without having any pre-described ideas of what it should be, then divine order wonderfully takes place in our life. However, it doesn't take place in our life if we get our big nose in the way. That's what we have a tendency to do. We think that we are being a blessing for the world. Well, if we are being a blessing for ourselves, then truly we are being a blessing for the world. But if we're not being a blessing for ourselves, then that same attitude is what we're not being for the world. As she was telling me of her wonderful experiences, I suggested to her, hey, you have all these wonderful students that you work with. Why not let them be part of your team? Well, they are, she said. That's true. But let them be part of your team of speaking their word on behalf of their highest good. And their highest good, from your understanding, is to be working with you as a teacher. And she says, well, yes, that's true. And while it may be difficult to work with them from the various backgrounds of philosophy and religion that they have, and to say all is in divine order might be a little difficult for them, you can have them say, all is in my highest, all is for my highest good. All is being done for my highest good. Whatever I'm involved in, it's for my highest good. Whatever I choose to do is for my highest good. Now, as she says, all is in divine order, she is taking each one of these students and saying, all is in divine order for each student. All is for their highest good. And she and they are having a mutual statement together that all is in divine order, all is in their highest good, in order for their highest good. And what does that result in? It results in the little thorn that came up into her world that dissolves. Because if the students are getting what is for their highest good, and she's getting what's for her highest good, and if the two indeed are harmonious with one another, as they have been for many, many, many years, then that is likely to take place. However, if all is in divine order for her, means that she moves to another activity or moves to another expression of livingness, you know, another work perhaps, or another another way of sharing herself, which is harmonious and abundant in every possible way. Who knows? But if we are going to tell the divine within us what we want from it, instead of being generic and general, we sometimes limit ourselves to an old hat idea that we thought was our source of income. An old hat idea that we thought was our source of good, and we create it for a difficult thing. So, speak on my behalf. As I speak on my behalf, I say, all is in divine order. And when I talk to people on the phone, I say, it's just wonderful having you in my world. I'm so blessed. I'm so fortunate to have you in my world because you're such a super duper person. And I mean that with all my heart and soul. And what do? They say, it's same to you. I think you're wonderful too. How nice that is. Now, I don't need to hear that. I know that's the truth. I know that's my reality. I know that all is in divine order. I know that. But when you know it, then everything in your world, my world, harmonizes with what I know to be true. And so if I really know that all is in divine order, then all is in divine order, and I experience all in divine order, and it is good and very good. How blessed am I? How blessed is my teacher friend? My goodness. How blessed is the world that someone as this teacher friend, who has such a great interest in being a service, as well as doing the work that it entails. How blessed is the world if all the world had people in it who gave 100% of their heart and soul and being to create an organization for themselves which defines what is in their heart, what great and wonderful magic could take place. Well, for this person, great and wonderful magic are taking place right now, and the cause put in motion is speak on my behalf, and I speak on my behalf at all times. So join with me in speaking on behalf of yourself, and say of yourself, all is in divine order. Say, everything works out for my highest and best. All is in divine order. Everything works out for my highest and best. All is in divine order. Everything works out for my highest and best. The absolute philosopher knows that we're dealing with principle. We're dealing with the law of cause and effect. We're dealing with only one thing, and that is our attitude relative to whatever it is in our world. So if we have a positive attitude and we say all is in divine order, then it is done now. Have a lovely day and know that the absolute philosopher is always thinking about you, saying, I see all in divine order. I love you. I love you. I love you.